This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a wonderful message brought to us by our friends from the Voice of Prophecy, music, and another recipe from Gia and her team.
Plus, Dr. Katya Reiner joins us on today's episode of The Health Connection. Stay with us.
Happy Monday morning to you, and thank you for joining us this morning on Wake Up With Hope.
We are so happy to see you, friends. And not only is it Monday, but it's also Columbus Day. This day is set aside to commemorate the contributions of Christopher Columbus to the exploration of the New World. It was on October 12, 1492, that Christopher Columbus and his three small ships, La Niña, La Pinta, and La Santa Maria, reached land in the Bahamas after setting sail from Spain.
Columbus's dream was to establish a western route to the land of Asia. You know, while Columbus never fulfilled his dream, he did lead four different expeditions to the New World.
It's also a wonderful day to not just remember Columbus, but to spend time thinking about the new world to come, heaven. Are you preparing to be there, friends? We sure hope so.
Amen. You know, it's also Indigenous Peoples Day, and we want to take time to celebrate and honor the different Indigenous cultures. You know, what a beautiful thing it is to have so much diversity in our world. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1912, while greeting the crowd outside the Gilpatrick Hotel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, presidential candidate Theodore Roosevelt was shot at close range by saloon keeper John Schrank. The .32 caliber bullet aimed at Roosevelt's heart was slowed by a glasses case and a thick manuscript of his speech tucked in his coat pocket, preventing a fatal injury. Roosevelt, though wounded, survived the attack. Schrank was immediately arrested, later stating that his reason for shooting was that any man seeking a third term ought to be shot.
Wow, what a profound thought, friends. Roosevelt survived because of a glasses case and a thick manuscript of his speech that was protecting his heart. You know, it reminds me of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, where it says that above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Wow. But how can we guard our hearts? How can we keep our hearts safe so that the darts of the enemy don't destroy us? Well, friends, it is by breaking loose from habits that are harmful, by committing ourselves to Jesus once and for all, by guarding our thoughts and the things that come into our lives, and finally, by committing ourselves to Bible study and to prayer as we seek unbreakable connection with Jesus. And so, friends, today we invite you to commit yourself to Jesus and resolve to guard your heart.
Amen. Friends, it's time for not tuna salad. Gia and her team bring us a healthier version of tuna salad this morning that is sure to please.
We're going to make not tuna salad. Salad without the tuna. But instead of tuna, we're going to use chickpeas. This is 2 cans of cooked chickpeas, and you can just blend it in a food processor until it's a bit flaky, so it's got that consistency of tuna. And what makes it special is the sauce. And in the sauce, we're going to use cashews just to make it thick. We're going to use lemon juice, apple cider vinegar. You'll find all the recipe ingredients, the amounts, on our website. Now, this is Dijon mustard I'm putting in there. And I might use a little bit of salt. Give it a bit of a flavour, maybe a teaspoon. Some garlic, throw a garlic in there. And I'm going to use kelp flakes. This is going to give it a fishy flavour. You can get it at any health food shop. It just makes it. So some kelp flakes, and I'm just going to throw some basil leaves in there, just a few, and I think that's it. Some water, and there we go. Now blend it until it's all mixed through and it's got a smooth, runny consistency. Okay, so it's runny but not too runny. It's smooth So here is our chickpeas. Before I put the sauce in, throw in some celery, just chopped up celery, maybe one or two sticks of celery, and half a chopped red onion. And then we'll get the sauce in. Oh, that sauce looks great. Okay. And just mix it through. And once you serve it, I like to use fresh, like just washed up lettuce leaves on a plate. And I throw this on top of the lettuce leaves, and then people can make lettuce wraps with it. Or you can put it on a sandwich, whatever you like. So there we go, all done. So easy, so tasty, notched tuna salad. Delicious. Enjoy.
Dr. Katya Reinert joins us on today's episode of The Health Connection as she shares on chronic stress and how to overcome it.
Hi, I am Dr. Katya Reinert, and I am bringing you today The Health Connection here on Wake Up with Hope. We will be talking about chronic stress and how it impacts your health. Chronic stress can bring about chaos for your mind and your body. Stress is part of life. You likely face many demands each day, such for instance, taking on a huge workload, paying your bills, taking care of your family, or perhaps even experiencing an abusive relationship. Your body treats these experiences as threats, and as a result, you may feel as if you are constantly under attack. What happens physiologically when you face such stressful situations? When you encounter a perceived threat, your hypothalamus in your brain, a tiny region, sets off an alarm system in your whole body. Through a combination of nerve and hormonal signals, this system prompts your adrenal glands, located atop your kidneys, to release a surge of hormones, including adrenaline and cortisol. Now, adrenaline increases your heart rate, elevates your blood pressure, and boosts energy supplies. Cortisol, on the other hand, also as a primary hormone, increases your sugars, your glucose, in your bloodstream, enhances your brain's use of glucose, and increases the availability of substances that repair tissues in your body. Cortisol also curbs functions that would be non-essential or harmful in a fight-or-flight situation. It alters your immune system responses and suppresses your digestive system. The reproductive system and growth processes are also impacted in your body. So this complex natural alarm system also communicates with the brain regions that control your mood, motivation, your fear. Normally, this body's response system is usually self-limiting. Once you perceive the threat has passed, your hormone levels return to normal. As the adrenaline and cortisol, for instance, drop, your heart rate and your blood pressure return to base levels, and other systems resume their regular activities. But when stressors are always present and you constantly feel under attack, that fight or flight reaction stays turned on all the time. This long-term activation of the stress response system and that overexposure to this cortisol and other stress hormones that follows can disrupt almost all of your body's processes. This puts you at risk for many health problems. For instance, you will have an increased risk for anxiety, for depression, digestive problems, headaches, muscle tension and pain, heart disease, heart attack, high blood pressure, and stroke. Also sleep problems, weight gain, memory and concentration impairment. That is why it's so important to learn healthy ways to cope with your life stressors. So how can you avoid this long-term stress response and prevent the negative health impact of stress? Learning to react to stress in a healthy way is key. Stressful events are facts of life. You cannot avoid them. And you may not be able to change your current situation. But you can take steps to manage the impact these events have on you. You can learn to identify what causes you stress and how to take care of yourself physically and emotionally in the face of stressful situations. Here are 10 evidence-based strategies to manage the stress in your life. First, organize and prioritize what you need to accomplish at home or at work and remove tasks that are not necessary. Second, focus on your lifestyle choices, like eating a healthy diet, getting regular exercise, and plenty of sleep. Practice relaxation techniques, such as, for instance, deep breathing, having a massage, and regular stretching. Keep a journal and write about your thoughts or what you're grateful for in your life. Listing three things you are grateful for each day can have a very positive impact. Take time for hobbies, such as reading, listening to music, or doing crafts. Foster friendships and talk more with your friends and your family. Have a sense of humor. Find ways to include humor and laughter in your life. Laugh at yourself. Volunteer in your local church or community. Avoid unhealthy ways of managing your stress, such as using alcohol, tobacco, drugs, or excess food. And if you're concerned that your use of these products has increased or changed due to stress, talk to your health professional. Lastly, seek professional counseling, which can help you develop specific coping skills to manage your stress. And remember, God is in control of your life. You can face anything with Him and rest in His promises. In your weakness, He is your strength. The rewards for learning to manage stress can include peace of mind, less stress and anxiety, and even better quality of life, improvement in your conditions, such as high blood pressure, better self-control and focus, and also better relationships. It might even lead to a longer, healthier life.
Are you enjoying today's program? Well, inspire someone else and share us with a friend, or you can visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more inspiring content. And subscribe to our YouTube channel and keep up with us there.
We'll see you in just a few. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back.
In Psalm 150, verse 6, it says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Whether in moments of joy or trial, singing praises lifts our spirits and brings us closer to God. Music has the unique ability to fill our hearts with peace as we're reminded of God's love, faithfulness, and glory. And that is why we have music this morning, to warm your soul. The Collingsworth family joins us to sing, "Wherever You Are."
We have to take a break, but when we return, our friends from the Voice of Prophecy will be with us to share a devotional message for today. Don't turn the channel. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We pray that your day is starting off on the right foot as you bask in the love and peace found in Jesus.
Right now, we have our friends from Voice of Prophecy sharing this morning's devotional thought.
The other night, I had one of those crazy dreams that don't make any sense whatsoever. In my dream, I had parked my truck and trailer in the upper lot of a city park-like property, then unloaded a four-wheeler and tore off through a dirt trail that ran parallel to the lower parking lot. At the end of the lot, I pulled onto the pavement and was going to head back to the truck when the quad died. I immediately realized that I had forgotten to top off the fuel. I pushed the quad to the side when another truck with quads drove onto the lot. I recall asking them to watch mine while I ran up the hill to get my truck. They agreed and off I went. But instead of staying in the parking lot, I entered a building that was not initially there when I had first arrived. I walked quickly through the building to get to the other side because somehow instinctively I knew that at the front of this building was the upper lot. As I walked the halls, I noticed that I was in some type of medical facility, and the floor that I was on was lower than the upper lot. When I found the stairs, I started to climb up. And the climb seemed to go on forever, from one floor to another, until I was in an old part of the building. I went up a few more landings until I reached a top floor room. From that empty, dust-filled room, I could look out the weathered window panes onto the front lot and realize that I had climbed about four floors too high. That seemed strange because I had somehow missed the front doors on the main floor. I decided to go back down, but as I looked around, the stairs were gone. There was an opening in the floor where the stairs had been, so I used that to climb down into the room below. Once in that room, there didn't seem to be any way down except through a couple of holes in the plywood. I was really confused because I knew that there had been stairs there before. And then, well, I woke up. You ever have dreams like that? Dreams that leave you stumped when you wake up? Such was the dream of one of my favorite characters in the Bible, a Babylonian king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. You can read all about him in the book of Daniel. In Daniel 2, the king had a disturbing dream. When he woke up in the morning, he couldn't remember the dream, but keenly felt its importance. He summoned all of his counselors, including sorcerers, magicians, and astrologers, and presented them with the dilemma. His ask was simple enough. They were to tell him his dream and then interpret it. An impossible task, of course, but the king didn't care. He promised fame and riches to the one that could do it and death if they couldn't. Unfortunately, they were pinned to the wall. They couldn't make up an interpretation as they had often done with his dreams in the past because he could not tell them the dream. And if they made up the dream, he would immediately know that they were frauds. So they stalled. But the king would have none of it. Either they work their magic immediately or face death. Miraculously, many of his counselors' lives were spared through the faith of four faithful youth who had been brought to Babylon as captives from Jerusalem. To Daniel, in answer to his and his three companions' prayers, God gave the same dream and the interpretation which he was able to relay to the desperate king. It turns out that the dream was of great importance. In fact, God revealed to this heathen king the history of world kingdoms that would rise and fall until God himself established his eternal reign. Humbled, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the might and power of Daniel's God and promoted Daniel to ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the wise men. He promoted Daniel's three friends as well. But the praising of Daniel's God was short-lived. In Daniel chapter 3, in response to a coup that had arisen against the king, according to some historians, Nebuchadnezzar erected a statue similar to the one he had been shown in the Daniel 2 dream, except that this statue was all gold, or at least plated in gold, instead of having just the head of gold as in the dream. The king summoned all of the important people of the kingdom and ordered all to bow to this statue that represented him. The Bible does not say where Daniel was. Perhaps the king knew that Daniel would not approve or bow, so sent him away on errands. But he apparently forgot of Daniel's three friends. When the order was given, all bowed but the three faithful. After a conversation with the king and an outright refusal to bow, the infuriated king ordered the furnace heated 7 times the normal temperature and had the three Hebrews tossed in the flames. The furnace was so hot that it instantly killed the soldiers who tossed the boys in. When the king looked, he was startled to see 4 men walking around in the flames and exclaimed that one looked like the Son of God. Humbled again, the king called for the three to come out of the flame, and all marveled that they were unscathed. The king then praised the God of heaven once again. All was well until eventually Nebuchadnezzar let pride creep up in his heart. In chapter 4 of Daniel, the king had another dream. This time he remembered the dream and again called in all of his counselors. After telling the dream, he quickly noticed that they stood clueless, so he called for Daniel. Daniel immediately understood the dream to be a rebuke from God and a warning to the king of what would happen to him if he did not let go of his arrogance and pride. For a time, the king walked humbly. But at the end of 1 year, he forgot about what had been proclaimed by God against him. And in a moment of weakness, he proclaimed himself as the great builder of Babylon, who created all the wonders found therein for his own honor and majesty. At this, an angel from heaven pronounced judgment in his hearing, and immediately Nebuchadnezzar was turned into a human beast. For the next 7 years, he ate grass like oxen, his hair grew like feathers, and his nails like eagle's claws. After the 7-year period, God restored the kingdom to him, and the Bible records in Daniel 4:34 that he blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. Notice the progression from a heathen king to humble servant of the Most High God. This is what growing up into Christ looks like. God is a pursuing God who will stop at nothing to give us opportunities to embrace him as Lord and Savior. He reaches us in our deepest pits and cleanses us from sin, then restores us to sons and daughters of God. It's not an easy road. Like Nebuchadnezzar, often our own pride and desires get in the way. But if we continue moving forward, putting God first, he promises to make us new. Friend, where are you today? It doesn't matter what you've done, said, thought, or how hard and far you've fallen. God is there to rescue you. If he can restore King Nebuchadnezzar, he can do the same for you. I invite you to reach out to his mighty hand and let him transform you into his image. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for reaching out to us. Lord, and it is true, there's nothing that we can do to push away the love of God. Your arm is strong enough. Your arm is long enough to reach into any pit that we're in. It doesn't matter how high of a mountain we're at, you can bring us. No matter what we've done, Lord, you can forgive us and you can cleanse us. Thank you, O Lord, for the blessing of loving us and transforming us, and help us to walk in your ways. Be with us today, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, we at the Voice of Prophecy pray that you wake up with hope each and every day. Thank you for starting your Monday morning with us. Whatever this new week has in store for you, you can have hope.
Thank you so much for those inspiring words.
And friends, thank you for watching with us today and joining us on Wake Up with Hope.
Please join us tomorrow morning as Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional. We'll have a dedicated prayer session and music from Neville Peters and more. You don't want to miss it.
And if you enjoyed today's messages and we'd like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies are sure to be life-changing. Again, friends, that's hope.study. bible.study.
Now, before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise is found in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27.
And it says, I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
You know, what a beautiful promise. You know, God himself will put his spirit in us and move us to follow his ways. And all we need to do is surrender our lives to him and allow him to lead us. Won't you accept him today, friends?
We sure hope so, friends. We have enjoyed being with you this morning, and from the bottom of our hearts, we want to wish you a happy Monday.
Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, today, Lord, we want to make sure that as we begin this day or continue on with this day, that the Holy Spirit is welcomed into our lives. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And I pray that as you guide us, that our hearts will be filled with hope every step of the way. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.